Iranians are turning to Christ rather than nuclear weapons. Haiti copes with its orphan crisis, and a skit brings hope and healing to Kinshasa. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is rejecting allegations his country is developing nuclear weapons. He spoke yesterday for the opening of a month-long conference reviewing the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty in New York. While talks continue, many Iranians are talking about Christ. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says,
"The church in Iran is growing remarkably quickly, so fast that it is hugely concerning the government there."
That's why the government is arresting people like 19-year-old Daniel Shahri. He's since been released on bail. Nettleton expects authorities to threaten him with rearrest if he participates in any more Christian activities. Nettleton says VOM is helping Christians.
"We are helping the families of those who have been imprisoned. We're also helping to supply the Iranian church with teaching and training material and Bibles and other things to really support the church."
Go to missionnetworknews.org and we'll connect you so you can help. Next, 4 months after a quake demolished Haiti's government, hundreds of orphans are still in limbo. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says that poses a unique problem right now.
"The government brought five little girls to the orphanage and just said, 'You will take these.' And President May said, 'Do they come with food?' And the guys from the government just laughed. Of course they don't come with food, but they have more kids than they know what to do with. They're forcing existing orphanages to take them."
More kids, rising prices, and less funding means they need a lot of help. DeHart says in spite of the starkness of their future, the kids they work with are finding hope.
"The gospel is going forward. We're using proclaimers. We've had gifts of Creole New Testaments. Everyone who comes is blessed by the Word of God. So pray that the ears are open and that we have the resources, strength, and primarily wisdom."
You're listening to Mission Network News. Every Child Ministries Lorella Rouster says their street kids have been developing skits to talk about what it's really like to live on the streets. They perform them in nearby local churches. Rouster says nearly every time the team performed, there was a family in the church with a child living on the streets.
"God uses those skits to touch their hearts, and then as a result, those parents end up going out searching for their kids to persuade them to come home."
Rouster decided to formalize it into a program called Restore a Family.
"In the beginning, it was just some skits the kids did, and we have seen how effective it's been, so we're making it into a program and enable our experience street workers to do more follow-up with the families."
They want to take the program to other churches throughout Kinshasa. Why?
"Whenever families can be restored, that's a plus for the spread of the gospel, for the church, and for society as a whole."
Next, hundreds of thousands of people in the Democratic Republic of Congo have been left homeless and abused by rebel soldiers. The attacks left many dead, women beaten, raped, and abused. However, the Baptist Union of East Congo and the International Mission Board have developed a strategy to reach out to the rebel soldiers. They're going into the camps and witnessing to them. So far, 500 have not only come to Christ, but have been baptized. Pray God will continue to do a work in their hearts. And while the National Day of Prayer has been under attack in the United States, this year it's making history. This Thursday, for the first time, there will be a National Day of Prayer observance on the steps of the U.S. Capitol building. Beginning at 11:30, there will be a solemn assembly of prayer. Franklin Graham is the honorary chair of the National Day of Prayer Task Force. This year's theme is Prayer for Such a Time as This. Pray God will use this time to begin a revival in the U.S. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. How's your prayer life? Open Doors USA is making available the free booklet called Prayer, the Real Battle, where you'll learn practical biblical lessons about the true effectiveness of prayer from those who suffer persecution for following Christ. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.